Just last week, Governor Scott and the Florida Cabinet got a final update on the exhumations of the Dozier grounds. 55 remains of boys believed to have died and were buried there due to alleged abuse at the former Mariana Reform School had been found years ago. University of South Florida researchers say 7 of the remains have been positively ID'd and there could be more on the way. But there are questions surrounding what to do with the unclaimed remains as well as the historical records and artifacts associated with the Panhandle property. As to where to lay the unclaimed remains, some have said they should be reburied on the Dozier grounds, but Bill Price falls in the other camp. He's the vice president of the White House Boys Organization. They're a group of men, former boys of the North Florida Reform School, who say they were abused in a white building known as the White House.
These kids were not taken care of in life, and we're afraid that they're not going to be taken care of in death. And that's why we would like to have them interred somewhere other than Jackson County. We would like to have proper burials for them and set aside some sort of a monument at the school for the White House.
Others, like Dale Landry with the Tallahassee chapter of the NAACP, had asked the cabinet to support legislative efforts to give compensation to those who want to rebury their loved ones.
I would just ask you all to reach out and support the legislators that are trying to move to get the funds to pay, because as you are aware, on several of the remains that have come forward that they have identified, they have had to go out and raise money in the public to ask people to donate when that's the state responsibility to reinterring those bodies.
The cabinet appeared receptive, and this week lawmakers took the first steps in passing 2 bills in the House and Senate to do just that. Former Florida Governor Bob Martinez is among those who supports the legislation. When he was younger, he says he remembers how scary the thought of being sent to Dozier was for him.
I'm native to Tampa, and I can recall as a youngster that if you misbehaved or you disobeyed, you was often here, you're going to end up in Mariana. And you sort of grew up thinking that must be one hell of a hellhole. These youngsters have been in a potter's field basically all this time without markers or identification. And I think they deserve every opportunity, those that have families that will claim the remains once identified, to be reinterred in a proper place.
Over the past couple of years, a Republican has also been advocating on behalf of the White House boys.
I've had the opportunity over time to talk. Some of those are still living, and some have told me their stories of abuse, some sexual abuse. And so it was a horrible experience finally coming to an end. Senator Joyner's bill, I think it would be the right step in terms of Florida putting an end to a very dark period that existed from the early 1900s.
Senate Democratic Leader Athenia Joyner is carrying a bill to make sure there is a memorial for the unclaimed remains through a task force created by the Department of State.
We want to create this task force so they can make recommendations regarding the creation and maintenance of a memorial and the location of where it should be. In addition, the bill would allow funds for the reinterment of the bodies of those persons whose ID has been identified and those yet to be identified.
Through her bill, the state must pay $7,500 each for the reburial or reimburse the families who want to bury their loved ones themselves. Joyner says, like Martinez, she'd heard some terrible stories as well. She recalls as a young woman, she heard about Dozier from some of her classmates in high school who went there. As a teacher, she later taught some of the former Dozier kids.
And that one year that I taught, 64-65, United States history at Booker Washington Junior High School in Tampa, Florida, I had one class that the third period class had 43 students in it, and 13 of those students had been to Mariana. So they personally related to me what happened to them there.
Her Senate measure got full support during its first hearing Tuesday. The House measure by Tampa Democratic Representative Edna Rain unanimously passed its first committee as well. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.